Ole Miss Evie, the angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie, OME if you want the acronym. And we'll talk about this Ross Bjork thing, leaving Ole Miss for the Aggies. Evie, how you been?
I've been great. How about you?
Is it Evie or is it Evie like Karen calls you? Which one do you prefer?
Well, it's Evie, but Karen can call me whatever she wants.
I've been meaning to tell Karen, you need to pronounce this right, but she never does it. I don't know what's wrong with her. Seriously. How do you look at your name and say Evie? How do you do that?
Well, the only thing I can think of is, and she's not the only one who's done it,
oh.
I guess, because Evelyn, you know, has kind of got the short sound there.
Right.
So
That's the long form name. Now, who calls you Evelyn?
My mother when she's mad at me.
That's what I thought. That's what I would have thought.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Right.
If mom goes Evelyn on you, something's wrong, right? Something's going on.
Yeah. And if she throws in the middle name, then I'm really in trouble. So. Which she is known to do. I mean, I think she did not too long ago. So it happens.
Did you anticipate this news with Ross Bjork going to the Aggies?
No. And I think if anyone out there says they anticipated it, they are fibbing. Because I really think, you know, I mean, honestly, I think it's probably no surprise that he was probably looking around at other places. You know, he's been mentioned in other jobs, association with other jobs, but I really had absolutely no idea that he would end up at A&M. Now, you know, to me, gosh, that's got to be one of the better jobs. I mean, I think, you know, there's so much oil money running around over here in College Station. You know, I think that Bjork won't be constrained by finances on anything. So,
correct.
You know, interestingly, the Aggies want to, they've got Reed Arena, where they play basketball, but I've heard a lot of Aggies want a new arena dedicated just to basketball, you know, not special events. And, you know, the pavilion at Ole Miss is just a showpiece. So, you know, he has a lot of positive things he's done.
Ole Miss Evie with us. Ole Miss's AD, former AD, I should say, Ross Bjork, has left for the Aggies. The unlimited resources of the Aggies. Now, when the whole Hugh Freeze thing was going on and the way it ended, et cetera, Ross Bjork wasn't all that popular. Now, again, I'm not at Ole Miss every day, but that was my perception of Bjork at Ole Miss.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me because even right now, the Ole Miss fandom, if you will, seems pretty divided. I mean, there are folks that are happy he's gone, and then there are folks who say, you know, look around, look at the facilities expansion, you know, baseball, softball, obviously the pavilion, basketball, and, you know, probably a lot of those wouldn't have happened without Bjork. So I think that people are torn. And as far as Freeze, you know, you and I have talked about it so many times. I think the Ole Miss fandom is divided on Freeze also. You know, you have the people who are angry that Bjork terminated Freeze for conduct unbecoming, if you will. And then there are those who were absolutely pleased that he did that. So, I think if you like Ross Bjork, you were happy with that decision. And if you don't like Ross Bjork, you probably were not happy with that decision.
Tell you what, the basketball hire of Kermit Davis Jr. is pretty good.
Oh, boy. And I tell you what, the hire of Mike Smith as a women's softball coach, they're playing today in Super Regionals in Arizona. And I got to tell you, I love the women's basketball coach, Coach Yo. She's excellent. So, you know, I think that there are a lot of – I absolutely can understand why A&M hired Bjork. He's excellent at fundraising. A lot of people, I don't think, realize that throughout the NCAA investigation. Bjork was, you know, kind of socking away what I think he referred to it as a rainy day fund. And I think he had over $30 million in it for kind of the rainy day when the NCAA actually finally came out and penalized Ole Miss and said, and, you know, you're not getting any of your share of the SEC revenue, you know, bowl revenues. And, you know, he'd already had like kind of like a little savings account, you know, to account for it. So that loss. So, you know, I think that he will fit in well. And as you and I were messaging, you know, from everything my sources are saying, Jimbo is quite pleased with the hire, and nobody should kid themselves. I mean, if Jimbo didn't want Bjork, Bjork wouldn't be there.
Ole Miss Evie, and interesting, you've got a good perspective. Ole Miss Evie lives nearby A&M, College Station. She went there, so you know that place inside and out. And you now, obviously, you cover Ole Miss, but you know both places well, so you've got a unique perspective that most aren't going to have.
Right, and that's what's been so, you know, interesting to me is when, you know, and the guys who cover Ole Miss do a great job, and many of them are my friends, but this was one time that it was kind of like, gotcha. Yeah, I've got probably a few more A&M sources over here than normal folks would. But, yeah, from what I've heard, you know, again, the administration over here, they're not doing anything that Jimbo Fisher doesn't approve of. Let's just put it that way.
I can imagine.
right. So,
Ole Miss Evie, have a fantastic weekend, Memorial Day. Shoot a few snakes. If you do, I need pictures on Twitter, okay?
Okay.
If that happens.
I can do it. Video, too. Okay. Thanks, Bill.
See you, Evie. Thanks. Appreciate Evie very much. She's